do then, because it's not for the first time that you come before this committee, we'll allow you to proceed in briefing us, going through the revised version of the code. I was informed by the other chair in the National Assembly that you have cleaned the code. Everything is fine now. But we are not going to take a decision today. We will allow members to go through the revised one, check on it, and possibly by next week, Tuesday, we will then convene another meeting and adopt the code. And then from there, we'll then deal with the regulations. Let me allow you to, you'll introduce yourself when you present. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I'm Saul Roberts, Department of Justice, State Law Advisor. I'm going through the code. I have prepared a briefing document on the code, which is a summary of the code as far as it can be summarized. It also set out certain other information that might be necessary. So I'll start now. The code originated from Section 12 of the Judicial Service Commission Act, which provides that the Chief Justice, acting in consultation with the Minister, must compile a code of judicial conduct, a conduct which must be tabled by the Minister in Parliament for approval. Okay, the Minister must then table the code in Parliament within 4 months of the commencement of this Act. If the code that was submitted to the Minister by the Chief Justice, if there's not consensus, then the Minister can table two codes, mainly the code from the Minister and that from the Chief Justice. Only one code has been tabled, and that is the one that was submitted to the Minister by the Chief Justice. Parliament has got the authority to make amendments to the code after obtaining public comment on the code. And there was discussions on the code in the National Assembly. I believe the committee also embarked on public discussions. And in further, the code must after it has been adopted.
Can I just indicate, because I thought what you are going to do in terms of this particular briefing on the code, because remember there was a joint committee. I thought you singled out issues, because we had a lot of briefings around the code. You will single out issues that you think are new, that are coming into the code, where there are changes, where are those changes, what is it that we'll be dealing with, because we had previous briefings previously.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. And okay, when the code is adapted, it must be published in the Gazette. As is indicated, the committee was previously briefed on the code. There were certain amendments that was proposed by the ad hoc committee of the National Assembly to the code that was previously before this committee. The first one relates to Article 2. And Article 2 of the code deals with the application of the code. And that is on page 4 of the briefing document. Full top is discussed under 3.3 application, paragraph A. The code as stipulated did not stipulate the persons to which it did apply, Article 2.1 and 2 of the code now stipulates the code applies to every judge referred to in section 71G of the Act, a judge released from active service who is liable to be called upon to perform judicial duties, and also acting judge. And also a judge not in active service is included in the code currently. That is the amendment that was proposed to Article 2 of the Code. The next substantial amendment to the Code relates to compliance with the law. That is the briefing document, page 6, paragraph 3.7. which relates to Article 6, the footnotes to the substantive provision of the code was omitted by the National Assembly, the committee of the National Assembly. The next major amendment that was proposed is on page 9 of this document. It is the third paragraph where it refers to Article 10.2. Article 10.2 in the code before the committee provides that the judge must deliver all reserved judgments before the end of the term, but may, in respect of a matter that was heard within 2 weeks of the end of a term, or B, where reserved judgment is of a complex nature, or for any other reason, and with the consent of the head of the court, give reserve judgment during the course of the next term. This was previously part of a footnote, but was taken out and was further developed by the ad hoc committee of the National Assembly. The next amendment to the code is on the next page of the document, it's on page 10. It's paragraph B, the first paragraph B. And that provides that formal deliberations, as well as private consultations and debates among judges, are and must remain confidential. That's Article 11.3. This was previously part of the notes, but the NA committee deemed it necessary to insert it under the substantive provisions of the Act, of the Code. On the next page, page 11, under paragraph D, where I indicate note, a clause was omitted from Article 12, which provides a judge does not use his or her judicial office to secure personal advancement or any personal benefit. Article 12 of the Code obviously deals with association. The next major amendment proposed by the NA committee relates to Article 13. It's on page 11 of the document under paragraph 314, which relates to recusal. And it's indicated in bold note, and a clause that provides a judge does not recuse him or herself on insubstantial grounds. That was sub-article 2 in the old code before the committee has been omitted by the National Assembly Committee. On the next page of this document, page 12, under paragraph 315, which deal with extrajudicial activities of a judge in active service. The clause that provided, it's at the bottom of the page, again indicated with as a note, the clause that provided that in terms of section 11 of the Act, a judge performing active service may not hold or perform any other office of profit. That was initial Article 13.1 has been deleted by the NA committee. Okay, that is more or less the major amendments. Some amendments that were affected, as I indicated, is mainly linguistic and textual in nature. And a document was submitted to the committee indicating all the amendments that was proposed by the NA committee in this regard. It's probably not necessary to go through that. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Maybe for the benefit of the members, if you can just go through some of them. Maybe go through all of them, the amendments that were made by the NA committee, because members will have to go through the entire bill, the entire code, yeah? And so that we are in a better position to can deliberate next week, so that they know what has happened in the NA, what were the changes, and if we want to make changes, you know, where should we, what should we deal with?
refer the committee members to a document that was distributed. The heading is the Code of Judicial Conduct, adapted in terms of Section 12 of the Judicial Service Commission Act, and it's the document as considered by the Ad Hoc Committee of the National Assembly on 7 June 2012. Like I said, the amendments is mainly linguistic in nature, except for the amendments that was pointed out. Amendments is indicated by way of similar as we amend legislation. If we omit certain provisions of the code from the document, it is indicated with square brackets and in bold. If certain wording is inserted, it is inserted and underlined, not in bold. On page one of the document, the similars is typical amendments that were affected to the code. I refer to the preamble paragraph 2, where the word whereas has been omitted from the code.
I'm sorry, let me just check with the members, because I think it's more clearer for us here. If members would want him to go through for him to go through everything else, because and I must indicate this, members, we only received this amended version I think because we only came back this morning. We only received it this morning, hence we could not read through the amended version. We couldn't do anything else. I don't know if members would want us to go through the amended version, because the substantive issues has been dealt with. If members would want to maybe take this document with them, read it, so that we don't spend the whole afternoon here. I'm not sure what is the thinking from members.
I think the first proposal that you made, that the representatives from the department must present this before us, was sufficient. Then we will take the rest of the documents and go and read them at home. And then in the next meeting, maybe we'll be able to submit any questions or clarity-seeking questions that we'd like to pose to you. That will assist us a lot.
Joseph?
Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I support the previous speaker. I just wanted to know why today's document doesn't have a date on, because the other documents nicely says when you submit it to us. But today, if I put this document somewhere, I'm not going to put it in my sequence in terms of when this was actually submitted to us. I just want to clarify why there is no date on this document.
Yes, it was a mission from the department. It should be dated today. Future documents will be indicated the date mentioned before the committee.
Yeah, now if members agree, is there any other questions that members would want to ask before? Yes, Member Cynthia.
Chair, thank you. It's my first time at this committee. I didn't have the privilege to go in the public hearings and so on. So naturally, it's a new process. I just want to inquire about one issue. What is the intention regarding the roles of acting judges?
The Chairperson, acting judges has been included in the code. I think specific provision is made in the last provision of the code that relates to judges discharged from active service. The code contains certain provisions that will be applicable to acting judges. The code make provision for acting judges in certain circumstances. I probably pointed out one of the main, well, as such, the code will be applicable to them. due to the fact that there are judges when they sit as a judge and decide over cases. So the code is 100% applicable to them in that regard. I misunderstood the member as a judge discharged from active service, but acting judges is included in the code for all practical purposes. So it will be applicable to them.
Yeah, maybe to just assist you, my understanding from, because this question was asked previously, and my understanding was that because as long as you're sitting on the bench, you are affected by this code. But acting judges, for the mere fact that these people have got their own businesses, you see, the issue is just to safeguard them around new businesses, because he might be running a law firm, which is a business, you see, and he can't just stop now because he's going to act for 3 months and then start again. That can't happen. The issue is he can't appear before another judge during that period, you know. His members will appear before other judges, but he can't, and that's what that's how I understood the whole thing. You see? As soon as he's no longer a judge, he continues normally with his business. The problem is just if a judge goes on pension, because that judge remains a judge, but an acting judge do not remain a judge. He's no longer a judge after that. You see? That's how I understood it.
Yeah, thanks, Chief. I'm sure maybe we will discuss that particular matter as we move forward. Because one understands that when somebody is running a law firm, any other employee who actually appears or whatever, everywhere from that particular law firm, is appearing on behalf of the firm. And how you separate those, I think we'll just have to maybe find a way of discussing that. I actually just wanted to check, Chair, if in this report, like myself, I'm sure it's the first time that I really find myself in this committee, and if there is any issue which they know that it is seriously contentious, if we could then just also have just a little bit of a discussion and a briefing on it. Those areas that they know that they are contentious, if eventually they would not present the whole document. Thanks.
No, my understanding is attending previous meetings as part of the previous ADO committee, there were no serious problems with the code, nothing serious around the code. Issues around the regulations. Those are issues that they are still coming back to come and brief us on the regulations. We're still going to have public hearings on the regulations, you see, because that's where they must declare, that's where the major issues are, you see. We haven't had any problems around the code itself. Even judges agree that they must, this code must apply to them, you see. Yeah, but I must indicate that in terms of the regulations, there are serious problems. The judges have raised very serious concerns around the regulations themselves. But in terms of the code, I'm not sure, but you can assist us if there's something. But from what I know, there's nothing serious.
Mr. Chairperson, it's correct. When the committee conducted public hearings, I believe the appeal court judge actually indicated that the judges as well agree with the code. When a couple of judges appeared in the committee of the National Assembly, they also indicated that they fully agree with the code. So no issues were raised in this regard. And as was indicated before, the minister also agreed with the code. And the Chief Justice has drafted this probably in consultation with all the judges. So no contentious issues has been brought to our attention as yet.
I'm not sure if there's anything else. Yes, members and chair.
I just want to follow up in terms of your process. How do you anticipate this process will unfold now? If you can maybe guide us on that.
We intend next week to look at this particular code, deliberate on it. If there are issues that we think we want to change, we'd ask that the department be here, particularly the state law advisors, to advise us correctly. And if we agree in terms of the code as it is, we can adopt. If we don't, we can then move back, because we have about one or two meetings. In terms of the code, we should have adopted this code sometime last year. But because of the regulations, that's where the stumbling block came. That's why they are now separated. You know, we will be dealing with the regulations, but we must conclude them by November at least, the regulations. But the code, precisely because we are aware, the Judicial Service Commission cannot move on. There are a number of cases that they're sitting with around judges. They can't move until we have completed the code. And that is why this has been separated. I hope if we rise, we're not rising next week. But I know the whips are leaving, they're not here. But if we can conclude by next week, we can then take it to the House, I think, for the last meeting this next week, and we adopt, because there are no serious issues. But that will depend on how we deal with the matter next week, Tuesday. You see. What will then happen is that from the 21st of August, moving up, we are planning public hearings up to September here in Parliament. What will then happen is that we'll then have to deliberate, work on the issues until we reach consensus. We have to also check, because we'll have joint committee meetings with the National Assembly, because they are also compiling a report, you know, around the same regulations. And I think they are also adopting this next week, the code, so that we can at the same time submit to both houses. And that's what's going to happen. We might, by October, finalize the regulations and for the president to then look at them and sign, so that they become law. That's where we are, because from January, judges must start to declare. There are key issues around the judges' spouses. There's one issue they're also raising around retired judges, which is also key. You know, there's a number of issues, but when we deal with the regulations, we'll be dealing with them. But the process is here. What I expect us to do, we're just finalizing the program. We have a draft program in amongst your, the documents you have received. Did you distribute? Yeah, but we're finalizing that program. There is a draft program, and I thought most has distributed the draft program. And in terms of that program, we will, because there are certain changes that we need to make, we will adopt the program next week, and we'll know exactly what is it and when are we going to do, finalize these two matters, which in essence should have been finalized last year. What I'll do is most will distribute all the documents. There is a report. Remember, we had public hearings. There were those problems. We have those reports here, but members must go and read the reports, so that when we come back next week, we are able to can adopt both the reports and the minutes of the last meetings. I think they are available here. So let's go through them, read them, and then let's come back and deal with them. I'm not sure if there's anything else. Members, maybe let me thank the department. Thank you for being here. This meeting stands adjourned until next week. I will ask Moss to make sure that by Friday you have all the information about the Tuesday meeting. About the Tuesday meeting, if there are other documents that we need to have, he must make sure that we have all those documents. I'll also ask Moss to... Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.